We are on.
We are.
We're totally on.
And we're on. It's another exciting week. You know what's actually really good about this week?
Tell me.
We've had a lot more listeners.
Well, that's exciting.
We've had more people listening to us.
I thought you were going to say because it's March Madness.
No. I was on a roll here, and then you're making me laugh. You know, it's funny. Every time I get on here, I realize that I like to put my toilet paper next to the camera so that the entire viewing audience can see it.
Yeah, you know there's no viewing audience, right?
Oh, well, well, there's you.
There's the entire viewing audience, meaning
The view audience, right? Not viewing. The entire VUI audience.
Well, you could ask the question, does audience suggest more than one person?
I guess you're just viewing. It's a verb. But if I at the entire viewer, yeah, because you're viewing.
But we digress.
Yes. Okay. But we've had more viewers. Nope. I take that back. We've had more listeners.
Well, that's
more
good.
Downloads. It's good.
That's fantastic. Thank you.
Tell your friends that, hey, that Black Panther review was hotcakes.
Hotcakes.
Hotcakes. That and PewDiePie. Hotcake City.
And don't forget to email us at parentingmistakes@hotmail.com.
That's true. And
parenting mistakes, all one word.
Yes.
Okay, I got a quiz for you.
Oh, yes, I'm ready.
Short answer. Okay. Short answer quiz.
Yeah.
Have you ever considered creating a vlog of your life?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Are you talking about a vlog or a classic blog? Are you talking about a vlog?
I'm talking about a vlog, as in you get a video camera.
Okay, a vlog.
And you wander about the house, filming yourself and your family doing its various activities.
You've done it. I know that you've done it. You've done it with Meg.
Yes, we did it briefly.
Yes.
We did about 11 episodes. They got about 15 views total. And then we quit.
Right. You were trying to monetize that?
Not necessarily. We were just kind of messing around.
Yeah, Jolene has told me specifically that we are not monetizing our children. It's not happening in the kidney house. So if I were to do a vlog of myself jumping on trampolines or talking about YouTube or playing video games, hey. In fact, I've done a Twitch channel a number of times and I've got something like 57 views.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
There you go. The numbers, they just keep rolling.
Big time.
I figure that over time, if I get 5,000 videos on there at 15 views a video, I'll get something.
Yeah, something.
And podcasts, you know, whatever. Whatever my digital footprint might be, if it's big enough and it's large enough and I'm special enough, I'll get the views that I
you'll
so
get,
desire.
You'll get 57 cents in about 30 years.
That's right. It's no balloon boy, right?
No.
I'm not going to be putting my kids in some helium contraption and saying, they're lost, I can't get them.
Yes. All right, well, you know why I asked the question?
Yes.
Because?
Well, actually, it's another good topic. Should you monetize your children? At some point, we should do that topic. Oh, that's a great topic. Mm-hmm. Write that down. Should you monetize your children? Because you have and I haven't.
Well, no, I haven't. Well, is it monetizing if you haven't actually made any money?
I don't know, Todd. You tell me. Were there commercials in front of that thing? Someone was making money off of you and Meg. Somewhere.
Well, I think by the time we put them on there, YouTube had changed their monetizing policies, so we would actually not monetize yet because
we
hadn't reached enough views.
They still put ads in front, right? They still advertise stuff. But yes, I get what you're saying. You did not. You did not acquire a Google check. I don't think. Have you ever acquired a Google check? You ever got one in the mail? Hey,
nope,
Todd.
Nope.
Still to this day, even with your foul ball, nothing.
Nope.
You didn't monetize in time.
Nope.
Man, I'm so sorry, dude.
It's okay. Life moves on.
Well, and that's why we have parenting mistakes, because this is our big win. For sure. I say that with confidence.
So this week we took a trip.
Yes.
Where did we go, Dave?
Well, not down to a land down under, but no, to a land above asunder. I tried.
Yeah. Yeah. We will not be doing any freestyle rapping on this fine podcast.
Sorry. We went above the border. We crossed the border to Canada.
Yeah, you crossed something.
To Azzyland. We went to Azzyland.
Actually, that's, I think, right. She lives in Spain now, doesn't she?
I believe that is the case, because, yes, I'm not exactly sure how the... she was born in Canada.
Yeah, she's from the Great White North.
And she talks like Canadian, you know? It's fun.
Sort of.
Yeah, she talks Canadian, but obviously she's had... She's actually a multicultural lady. Like, she's been all over the place, for sure.
Yes. So we watched a... Are we calling this a vlog? I mean, is this the proper vernacular?
I don't know. Because it's so PewDiePie-ish, right? There's some PewDiePie elements of... There's this daily commentary.
Yes.
Right? I think she does it twice a week. Okay, classically, I've watched quite a bit of Ezzy. And I was going to say this. So I was trying to make sure I pronounced her name correctly. It is Azra... Bajarami, but I don't know if the J is silent. It could be a Barami. But to her fans, she is known as Azzy, or her boyfriend calls her Azzy. And then, you know, she is, her channel's name is Azzyland, right?
Yes, and she is, like many others, we've looked at, you know, PewDiePie, similar idea, where you basically got a person.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got sidetracked. You were asking me a question. You're going to answer that question now. Sorry, audience. I got lost.
No. I am asking the question because this is a genre of YouTube where you've got somebody sitting in their living room or their den or their bedroom with a microphone and a set of headphones, and they're talking for 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, and interspersing in video clips and
when you think of Tanner is more along the lines of a vlog or a vlog, right? He is showing you what he's doing throughout his day. He's going to Walmart, he's talking to tellers, he's going and he's jumping on his trampoline, he's goofing around with his friends, he's sleeping, he's pranking, right?
Right.
And where you got PewDiePie is trying to just entertain, and I think as he kind of sits in between that, I guess you could call them YouTube genres.
I mean, they're almost like talk shows in some ways. I mean, they sort of fill that mode like you would with a radio show where somebody's just kind of talking and commentating.
What would you say the most popular part of David Letterman was? His top 10 list. Everybody would sit down and listen to that top 10 list every night. He's like, what's he going to say tonight? What's he going to make a comment about tonight? It always had to be clever, right? I think always the 10th list one was always lame, but that's what they do every week. They kind of find content, and then they go through a list, and they make commentary about it.
Okay, so summarize Azzy's content.
Well, I just tried to do that. She is a YouTuber, so she can't get away from some of the YouTube tropes and trying to get those numbers, right? So she does her lists, right? I think the majority of the time she does her lists, I think that's actually where she shines, is she does basically life commentary about pictures that she's seen on the internet. She actually has done some vlogs where she's like, look at my new house, right? And she goes around, and I find those extremely unentertaining because I don't want to look at your house, right? It always feels like it's in my face. It's sort of like, I'm rich. I'm richer than you. That's not what she's saying at all, but it always feels that way.
I watched one where she and her boyfriend were playing hide and seek in their house.
Yes.
They both had video cameras and are running around and just kind of goofing off.
Right. And if you're an Azzyland fan and you want to watch that, I mean, it's like frosting, I'd say. It's not really the meat of what she does. Not that you would put frosting on meat. Some people do, I guess.
And the other one, Kidney's culinary show will be next week.
You've got a deep steak with some fondant on it. And the other thing is stunts, right? She has done some of those YouTube stunts where I think there's one video in which she's like, I'm going to ship myself, right? Right. You've seen these YouTubers that'll put themselves in a box and pretend that they're being shipped to Bangladesh, right?
Right.
And they're showing you their experience, like 20 minutes of clips and sips, you know, like, I'm in the box, and I'm in Cairo now, and I'm on my way to Bangladesh, right? And it's a stunt, and you get to see Azzy get stuck in a box.
Right. And it's dragged out a little bit.
Yes, obviously. There's some padding there.
So, what are we doing here, is the question. I mean, what is she providing to us in terms of content?
I think she's a comedian. Right?
Okay.
I think, you know, as far as where her skills lies, I mean, obviously, I think she's talked about this before where she also does Q&A about, you know, I think you get famous enough that people just want to know more about you. And she has said of recent that she has people edit for her. So she is able to just basically stand in front of a camera on the fly and make commentary that is actually right out funny, right? Just funny commentary, right? Now, she gets funny content to bounce off of, but in essence, that's the core of what she does. She looks at the camera. She has a signature move, right? We will get to her looks in a second because there's a draw to Azzy. I think that's a whole other aspect of what she's bringing. But as far as like if she just wore a paper bag on her head and you could see something with the paper bag, you know, frosting, I guess, she would be making commentary and you'd be giggling because she's just calling out life, right?
Yeah.
I think the video that we watched was exactly that. Expectations, the reality and the expectation, or expectations and reality was the name of the video. And it's a current video within the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, and you said she has a signature move. I mean, this, she falls into the same area of fast editing, or at least quick clips. Of editing. So she'll just be talking, and then the next moment she'll be making almost like a side comment about her own comment, except that they'll do like the old Wayne and Garth, you know, extreme close-up thing, where they're basically got a camera almost shoved up her nose and she's making this little side comment, and then she's back to the standard view of things.
Right.
And it's almost like she's having a conversation with herself.
Yes,
throughout it.
Her camera positioning is interesting, too. She's got her camera positioned like mine. So, in other words, she breaks a fourth wall. So she'll be reading, like, the internet and looking at her computer screen. But when she's talking to you, she turns and she looks at the camera.
Right.
And she shows that adorable face, right?
Dave's looking at me right now. You can't see it on the podcast.
Yeah, but she looks at her camera. She looks up, and she's like, all of a sudden, she's breaking a fourth wall. It's like she's intimately talking to you. So at some point, you're right. She's talking to the screen.
Right.
It is an interesting dynamic because when you're thinking about PewDiePie, PewDiePie has constantly got one camera focused in on him. He's doing his thing, but it's always in on his face. For Azzy, it's another YouTube style, right? Where I'm going to be looking at the screen, but I'm going to break the fourth wall and talk to you, and then I'm going to go back to what I'm doing, right?
Right.
It almost feels like you're there having a conversation with her as she's working on the computer at the office, right? You've seen that, where you walk up to somebody who's working at the office, and you're talking to them, and they're typing away, and then suddenly you say, like, oh, yeah, and then Jenk jumped out of the building or something, and they look at you.
Yeah.
Right?
Or she says, it's like she's saying, here, check out this video. Here, look at this video. Here, look at this picture a second. But she's doing that for 11 minutes.
Right. Totally.
Yeah. And she's got basically, as you said, she's got a list. She's got one kind of joke, one kind of shtick, and that's going to be her theme for that video. So she did 11 minutes of expectations and reality. So she shows us one picture, she shows us the other picture.
Yes.
Which,
and for middle-aged guys, I totally understood it. I get this one. Like, it's middle-aged friendly.
Yes. All right, before we get to the our review of it and our grumpy old man comments, we should probably take a break.
Yeah, we should. And we're back.
We are back.
All right, it's grumpy old man time.
You know,
well, we're going to get into the meat and potatoes here. This is
are
the
we
meat
calling
potatoes.
This? We seem to have gotten into this habit of calling it grumpy old man time, which I don't know if that was our intent.
Sorry.
This is parenting. This is parenting mistakes, and admittedly, we are.
Oh no! It works.
I suppose.
It works. It just works because this is the part where we kind of get grumpy and feisty.
Well, I know, but I don't want people to just think that we're just here to be cranky about everything that we see, because we do see positive stuff.
We do, but this is the part where we critique.
Yes, this is the part where we critique.
Right, and we've walked away here, but YouTube has a tendency to make me more grumpy than other content.
Yeah, I suppose.
But even with Black Panther, which we reviewed pretty fairly, we still got grumpy on it.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Well, because we are getting old and grumpy.
Well, it's true. Well, if we did this in the original Dave Gidney show in 1987,
right,
there would be no grumpy old man part. We'd be positive plus on everything.
I don't think so. I think we'd still... you were still critiquing things in high school.
That's true. It's true.
All right. So let's go back to Azzyland for a second.
I can guarantee you this, a 17-year-old boy would be giving Azzyland a pass, though.
Yeah, probably.
Not the 46-year-old man.
Okay, so just from a content standpoint, this is, again, where I go down the road of saying, I don't need this to entertain me, because I'm not necessarily the demographic. I get what she's doing. She is reasonably entertaining. After a little while, I find her to be redundant. And yeah, I mean, she does an 11-minute video. I could have been done after about 90 seconds, where I say, okay, I get what you're doing. Yes, you're reasonably amusing, but I don't need you to go on and on and on and on and on and on. You're telling me the same joke over and over and over again. And that's fine. You know, I don't need to be the demographic. I don't have to like it. I don't have to, you know, find it entertaining. If people like this, I do.
I find her a little bit more entertaining than you do, but I couldn't agree with you more. After about one video, which is about usually 11 minutes, I can't do another one because it's kind of the same thing every time.
Right. You know, this is like radio shows. If you listen to radio shows, whether it's, you know, political or whether it's sports or whatever, the host kind of does this same thing. They come onto the show and they say, hello, it's the, you know, today's show. And they kind of do a little monologue and then they take calls and they talk about kind of that topic of the day. And that's fine. That's kind of how we do entertainment sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the theme. That's the plot for the day. Off we go. So.
Well, let's be careful here. And the other thing I want to make a comment here, she steers clear of the F-bomb. She does a pretty good job of steering clear of just being crass and rude. Now, she goes after topics that are a little bit crass and rude, but she always brings a level of quote-unquote class to what she's presenting.
Right, but she still, and again, this is, she's a profanity gateway drug, I would say, because she inserts, like, letters.
Sure.
So she won't say the words themselves, but she'll say abbreviations. She'll basically almost spell them out.
Right.
And so...
Right, that's what it says. The class is in the quote-unquote there.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, there is still that question of saying, do you even need to go there? That's sort of like, depending on how you raise your kids, if you say, don't use these words, or if you say, don't use these other words that are like vanilla versions of those words.
Yep.
Softer versions of those words. So that's just something you have to be aware of. That, yeah, she doesn't just do a string of F-bombs, but she will imply that she wants to say certain things.
Sure. And so now we're getting into the territory in which we both had talked about prior to the show. Yes. So I'll ask you a question, and we're going to be very careful here because we want to make sure that this is not a reflection upon Azzy, but sort of the content that she brings. You know, as a person, you know, do whatever you want to do. But you had said, hey, I actually asked, would you let your son, Jonathan, who is what, 16, 17 now?
He's going to be 17 soon.
Okay. Would you let him watch this channel? Like, and what were your reasons why, yes or no?
So I wouldn't be super comfortable with him watching this channel simply because she, yeah, again, we want to be careful here about how we say this.
Sure.
She dresses in a particular way. And I think she knows exactly what she's doing. I think she is perfectly aware of how she dresses. And I saw one video where she talked a little bit about her physique and that she's comfortable with it. And she, you know, she even talked about the fact that when she was a kid, she was super self-conscious about it, you know, and now she's reached a point where she is comfortable. And that's fine. I mean, on the one hand, you could say, hey, we all on some level are trying to find a level of comfort with our own, you know, individuality, physique, mm-hmm. personality, that sort of thing. So when somebody says, hey, I'm comfortable with who I am, we would consider that to be a positive thing.
Yes.
But she chooses certain outfits that, yeah, sort of accentuate her figure.
Yes.
And I think for a YouTube audience, again, it's a very different experience if you're just listening to her. Like, if you don't see her and you're just showing the pictures, it's a different experience.
Yeah, can I just say that Azzy, when she wakes up in the morning, and I have to say this for a lot of the YouTube personalities, when they wake up in the morning, when they just don't go straight to YouTube looking like how they look when they got up in the morning, you know?
Right.
My wife gets up, it's sweatpants and sweatshirts and all sorts of things, right? Just whatever made me comfortable through the night. Her hair is all over the place, right? So we all have an element of what we want to present to the world, right? I'm going to say that when Azzy comes on, she does not look like she normally looks like walking down the street. I'd actually, when we actually had our conversation, I said to myself, I'm not even sure I would be able to recognize her on the street. Like, if I just saw her off to the corner of my eye, I'm guessing because she does makeup that enhances her eyes. She wears clothes that enhance all sorts of features on her body, right? She's doing all these things to enhance oneself because she's kind of a, she's like a cartoon, right?
Right.
And there's a lot of sex appeal. I had to say sex. There's a lot
of,
yeah, there's a lot of sex appeal when watching Azzy. And that's what she's presenting at that point, right? Now, and I think, yeah, great, you've got confidence, all that stuff. I think that's all there, right? But at the same time, I think she knows that we're on the same page here. She knows exactly what she's doing when she's coming on. Here's the thing. She's not the only one. And I think we all kind of do this at some level. But when you're on YouTube, there are certain ways in which you can present yourself to really get a lot of hits, to get a lot of numbers, right? One of the ways that she can do this is by displaying a lot of her assets, right?
Right.
Which I'm sure if she was sitting with us right now, she would say, that's fine. But as parents, when I look at it, I say to myself, it's not exactly the image that I want my children to be looking at. I don't want this to be a celebration of what I think is great about YouTube. Now, that's just my perspective. That's your perspective. That's my perspective.
And you can get a sense of it, like, if you search for her and you search for her on YouTube, like every other YouTube video, you'll get a screenshot of what the video is.
Yes.
You just get a little thumbnail of it. And the modern YouTuber, the person like her, the one that's producing this as a show, will create a little picture to advertise.
Yep.
It's a little mini billboard of what that episode is going to be about. And if you look down her, you know, if you look up one of her videos and then you see a whole bunch of other videos down the side, you'll see a theme. And she displays, you know, at least in the pictures a lot, she usually displays a lot of skin of people. Now, it's not necessarily hers, but it's other people's.
Yep.
That's a very, very common theme. And so that's one of those things where, as a parent, I say, look, you know, guys struggle with this. They do. You know, lust is a real thing. It's something that, and I'm not going to go down this road of, you know, women make guys do things. That's just not a thing.
Right.
Guys have to control themselves, right? And we don't get off on a side talk, but all these stuff in the news about, you know, celebrities and politicians and sexually inappropriate things, that is all on the guys. It's every bit on the guys where you say,
sure. Yep.
You guys that have done this, there is no excuse for what you've been doing. I don't care what people have said to you or how people have dressed. You can't do the things that you've done at all. I don't care if people parade in front of you all day, every day. You have to control yourself. Okay. That said, I don't want my kids, you know, they've got to be able to deal with the world as it is, right? They've got to be able to look past certain things. But at the same time, you know, high school boys especially, you know, struggle with this.
Oh,
and
sure.
It's a very quiet struggle sometimes, and, you know, peer pressure and, you know, getting into pornography and that sort of thing. So it's not like this is porn. We're not saying that in any way, shape, or form.
Not at all.
But,
and we'd said this, it's kind of like a little bit of a gateway.
It is.
Right? Like, you know, there's Azzy, and it's weird being dudes, audience.
Yeah,
it really is strange because
yeah, it is.
You, when you're a man, you will see something off the side of your, out of your vision or whatever. You see maybe an advertisement and immediately your brain goes sex.
Right.
Just, it's like a trigger. And in this case, I it's unfortunate because again, I think Azzy stands on her own. But when I do see her, I do see sex. It's just the way it is.
And that's, well, and I think she,
right?
That's what she wants to show you.
Yeah.
She's
I'm not trying to blame her. Again, I don't want to be
but she's presenting that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think this is, again, from a comedic standpoint, it's fine. It's vanilla. I mean, it's really, you know, you're watching 11 minutes of nothing. You will not learn anything. This is not.
You may giggle. You may laugh.
You'll giggle a little bit. Okay. But I think parents, you know, particularly if they have, you know, this is something they got to be careful of. It's not just kind of a throwaway.
Yeah. I mean, the other perspective, too, is that when I thought about Maddie and Kayleen and they start streaming or doing things in the future, I want there to be a certain level of modesty.
Right.
I want them to basically cover up when they go online because I don't want them to present that way. I think that's actually something that should be reserved for folks later on.
Right.
Not for everybody on YouTube.
Yeah, and I would agree. As you know, since I have daughters, this is not the way I want them to dress.
Yep.
Like ever. So.
Yeah.
And this is the thing too.
Yeah.
Understand
this grumpy old man part.
Well, but and we're okay with saying this. We don't talk a lot about our faith on this podcast. But we know we're more conservative.
Sure.
And that's okay. But because, again, at the end of the day, you know, we want our sons and daughters to be valued as people, you know, overall, you know.
100% yes.
I mean, sure, yes. We have bodies and, you know, sex is a beautiful thing between committed married couples, but it doesn't, you know, the world sort of cheapens it so often. And I don't want... My lament, and this is my grumpy old man moment, but it's more sad for people where I say, you know, I'm sad that the world has made this so casual, right? Where they just kind of, this is just kind of a thing that people are used to. So I know that's way, way heavier for just kind
of a, poor
your
old
basic
Azzy
YouTuber.
Land. But
I know, right?
Here's the deal. I mean, she's not going to be the last that we see like this, right?
No.
And it's going to be a hard place for us to go because I think to myself, I want to be fair, but at the same time, as we view more YouTube channels, there's just going to be more of this, and where it leads you and what they're trying to do and say is involved in how they dress and act, right?
Right, right. And it's interesting to contrast this. I mean, obviously, it's a completely different genre, but it's interesting to contrast this with, like, Cookie Swirl C.
Sure.
Right. We have no idea. Actually, I know. I mean, when we did some research, you know, there are actually videos of her, and you can see who she looks like and that sort of thing. But for the most part, you don't see her at all. You see her hands. That's it.
That's right.
She's not even in the picture. And so she's not the focus of this. So you do have to wonder what Azieland would look like if she really was, like, off camera. And when who did we do last time? The Minecraft people.
Oh, this would be Pat and Jen.
We really don't see them either. Right. We hear them talking. Right? But
yep.
Anyway.
We are developing a YouTube style guide here, folks. We're figuring it out. Because it's true, there hasn't really been one, but as much as we're watching and critiquing, I think to myself, wow, there really are many, many different modes and styles in which people are implementing on YouTube, right?
Yes.
It's so vastly different than, say, television, right? You get actors and actresses that get ticked off with, what is it, the two modes of, like, when do they film, like the five camera setup versus the one camera. Have you heard about any of this, right?
No.
It doesn't matter. There's just certain ways in which they can shoot a television show and people get uptight about it. YouTube, there's no, it's a whatever, right?
Right. You do whatever you want.
Yeah. But there is certainly a style that's coming out of it, right? Anyway, that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. Todd, where can they reach us?
ParentingMistakes@Hotmail.com. And just send us anything. We want to hear that you're out there, that that you're listening to us. Even if you just say, hey, we're listening. Hey, we like you. Hey, we think you're terrible. Yep. And I will say this, speaking of visuals, we have talked about putting this online in a visual format.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's Twitch old man version.
So if you think that that's a good idea and you want to see our beautiful, beautiful faces.
Todd's still a good looking dude, too. No doubt about it. I'm the weird one, but Todd's
Dave's got kind of this rugged mountain man sort of look. Anyway, so we are going to leave Azieland and go back to where we live.
To the land above under.